Middle School Gymnasium, and it is the fourth annual Tri Rivers Classic at Schuyler County High School tonight, and it is the second night of opening round action, and tonight's game features the visiting team Schuyler County Rams on the scoreboard tonight, and the home team on the scoreboard, the Knox County Eagles. I'm Corey Stott with you this evening, and glad to have you with us here on our live stream broadcast on KMEM Sports Stream 1. Hope you enjoy it tonight. Tonight's contest brought to you by these fine Knox County sponsors, the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarket in Edina and Cahokia, by Cardwell Lumber Company, by Citizens Bank of Edina, by the Edina Sentinel, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, by Knox County Dental, by Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency, by Knox County R1 Schools, by Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and by The Farm Shop. Also, tonight's contest brought to you by these fine Schuyler County sponsors, Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, by the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, by the Schuyler County Times, by Slayton Polaris, Tri-County Electric, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories. Our thanks to all of the sponsors that make these broadcasts possible here on KMEM Sports. If you see them out in the public, be sure and thank them for allowing us to do what we do tonight. Again, it's going to feature the Knox County Eagles. They come in with a 1-0 mark to tonight's contest, taking on the Schuyler County Rams, who come in to tonight at 0-1. Starting lineups for the home team, Knox County Eagles, it's going to be a senior, Jacob Becker. Colin Hayes, a sophomore. Kellen Parrish, he's a junior. Braden Miller, a senior. And Nelson Schinkel, a sophomore. So it goes two seniors, a junior, and a pair of sophomores for Knox County. Head coach of the Eagles, Nathan Miller. Assistant coach, Connor Hayes. For the Schuyler County Rams, the starters for tonight's contest will be a sophomore, Cale Windy, a junior, Cooper Amen, a sophomore, Connor Smith, junior, Ryan Ferris, and a senior, Noah Newland. One senior in the starting lineup for the Rams tonight. Head coach of the Schuyler County Rams, Chris Pruth. Assistant coach, Brad Moncrief. Those are your starting lineups. We're going to step aside for a minute or so, and we'll be back with more here on KMEM Sports.
Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. So when you use that debit card, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri will give back to your favorite school. Free online banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. Free Android and iPhone apps available. Sign up today at ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yellow means caution, but this month, yellow means go to Carpet Plus for huge savings during the Yellow Tag clearance sale. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture is marking down items store-wide to sell, offering steep discounts on carpet, vinyl, as well as ceramic hardwood and LVT, luxury vinyl waterproof flooring. Even huge discounts on furniture. Whether it's a small project or a total remodel, let us help you with your project. Stop by Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, across from Lake Road.
And welcome back to Queen City, Missouri, Schuyler County Middle School Gymnasium. It is the fourth annual Tri Rivers Classic Tournament. Corey Stott with you here on the broadcast tonight on KMEM Sports. Getting set to tip off here momentarily. It's going to be the Knox County Eagles, the home team on the scoreboard for tonight's contest, at a 1-0 mark, taking on the Schuyler County Rams, who come in at 0-1 tonight. They will be the visitors on the scoreboard. Knox County in the white unis and Schuyler County in the maroon uniforms with the white numbers. Earlier action tonight, a game that just wrapped up over on the girls' side that was live on KMEM Radio. Schuyler County defeated Knox County ladies. They will advance to play in the semifinal contest that will take place coming up Thursday night at 6 p.m. over at the high school. And in the boys' contest ahead of this game tonight, North Shelby dispatched with Brookfield relatively easily, 75-45. We're set to tip it off here in this one. Hope you enjoy it right here on KMEM Sports. It's going to be Ferris jumping center for Schuyler County. And I believe that's Becker in the circle for Knox County. So Ferris and Becker, they step in. We're set for action, and here we go. Ball is in the air. Tip is into the side of backcourt and controlled there by Kale Wendy. Wendy guarded by Braden Miller. Wendy right wing off the dribble, goes to the right baseline, tosses to the left corner for three. Splash it. That was Noah Newland for three. And now a travel in the backcourt on the Knox County Eagles, and Skyler will have the ball right back. So a three-pointer from the left corner for Newland gets things started for Skyler County. They'll inbound off the baseline. Top of the key, goes up top to Newland with the dribble, right elbow, gets it on the right wing to Amon. He dribbles paint, loses it. Ferris tips it. Now it's come up with by Connor Smith. Back to the top of the key to Newland. He'll reset. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Now a miscommunication on the pass. Newland thought that Wendy was going to zig. He zagged. The ball goes into the backcourt, and it is an over-and-back violation. Knox County will inbound at half court. Braden Miller to trigger. Into Hayes. Left wing to Miller. Back top of the key between the circles to Hayes. Right wing goes to Kellen Parrish. Dribble once. Now into the paint. Intended for Schenkel. Gets tipped away. Now controlled and passed up top to Miller. Now in the left corner for three. Nothing but air for Colin Hayes. Skyler with the rebound. Leading 3-0. 7:05 to play first quarter. Off the dribble, Kale Wendy to the right corner now for Newland. And Newland took steps before he dribbled. It'll be a travel and a turnover back to Knox County. 6:56 to play first quarter, 3-0. Skyler with the lead. Parrish has the ball. Full court zone pressure by the Rams. They get it across to Becker. Becker to the right corner gets to Schenkel. Dribble shot. Had it partially deflected. Rebound comes down with it. It's Cooper Amon across the timeline. Pass ahead to Noah Newland. Right wing now dribbles over between the circles. Guarded by Parrish. Hands it off to Amon on the right wing. He dribbles right baseline, and he's fouled on the drive. Foul is going to go against Colin Hayes. And that'll be the first foul on Hayes. First team foul for the Eagles. 6:33 to play first quarter. 3-0. Schuyler County the lead. Clark County, and I believe that is Clark and North Shelby getting ready to tip off over in the high school gym. Inbounds pass right corner. That goes to Wendy. Has it tipped away. Schenkel drives left side of the paint and gets it to go. Nice drive by Schenkel. Uses his size to shoot over the defender. His first two of the night. 3-2 Skyler. Wendy brings it across half court. Dribbles to the left wing. Hands it off to Smith. Smith now hands off to Amon at the top key. He's going to drive right side of the left side of the lane. Tries to shoot it over Schenkel. Can't get it to go. And rebound and a foul. And it's going to go against the Rams against Ferris. Ferris over the back on that one. Knox will have the ball under the Schuyler County basket. 6:03 to play, 3-2 Rams the lead. Full court zone pressure by the Rams. Parrish has it, gets it over to Hayes. Now tries to get it back to Parrish, tipped away. Loose ball on the floor. Ferris scrambles. Come up with it is Wendy. He gets it up to the left elbow to Newland, and he splashes it for two. 5 points for Newland. Rams take advantage of the turnover. Still using that full court trapping zone pressure. Rams get it, or Knox gets it across the timeline. Left wing now goes to Miller. Has it taken away by Amon. Over to the right corner to Newland. He'll shoot for three. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Hayes. Hayes will dribble. Passes it ahead to Braden Miller. Miller will drive to the right block and gets it to go off glass. First two of the night for Braden Miller. It's 5-4 Schuyler County, 5:13 to play. Wendy dribbles it across the timeline, guarded closely by Miller. Now he's going to drive the right side of the lane off glass. No good, but he draws the foul. He's going to go to the line for a pair. We'll see who the foul is on. And the foul is going to go against Hayes. So his second foul quickly here in the game with 5:06 to play first quarter. Wendy goes to the line. First one is pure, nothing but net. First point of the night for Wendy. It's 6-4 Schuyler County, 5:06 to play first quarter. He's got another one coming. Dribbles, eyes it, shoots it, good arch. Long off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Schenkel. He's going to take it himself across the timeline. Left wing now gets it to the left corner, off the dribble to Hayes. Now back up top to Miller. He'll get it back down left corner to Hayes. Back to Miller, top of the key. zone, 2-3 zone by the Rams. Right wing, Parrish. Picks it up, gets it to the right elbow, Becker. Now he gets right corner to Schenkel. He's going to kick it left corner to Hayes. He'll launch for three, long, nothing but air. Ferris comes up with it on the offside, and he'll hand it off to Wendy, who brings it across the timeline, guarded by Braden Miller. Left wing, Newland. Left corner, Ferris. Holds high, looking for cutters. Motion offense. Now back to Newland. Top of the circle. He'll dribble between the circles. Now he goes right wing over to Amon. Amon's trapped. Now he's going to pass back to Newland between the circles. Back top to Newland. Now over to the right wing. That is Wendy. Kicks it over to Smith. Back to Wendy on the right wing. He's going to hit Amon in the right corner, guarded by Schenkel. Back up top to Newland, guarded by Becker. He's going to go left wing. That is Smith. Gets it off to Wendy in the corner. He dribbles back to the wing. Now back left corner to Amon. Just a dribble. Back to Smith. To Newland between the circles. 3:52 and counting. Schuyler County being very patient, working the offense. Looks like a 3-2 zone set by the Eagles. Drive from the left corner, blocked by Schenkel. Wendy tried to shoot off the baseline. Schenkel blocked it. They have it, and they're running. And now it's going to be Becker driving the lane for the layup. Doesn't get it to go, but he's fouled. He's going to go to the line for a pair. Foul's going to go against Newland, his first personal. That's going to send Becker to the line. First one's up and good. 6-5, Knox County within one. Becker's going to get another one here. Connor Smith comes out of the game for the Rams, replaced by Mason Humphrey. Next one's up and good. So Becker has a pair on the night. Newland up top, gets it over left wing to Wendy. Wendy off the dribble, left corner goes to Humphrey. Now left block, gets it inside to Amon, and he wheels and deals, off glass, no good. Schenkel with the rebound. He's going to go up the right sideline. Behind the back dribble, crosses the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Kicks it over to the left wing to Braden Miller for three. Good. Braden Miller splashes it. That's his fifth point of the night. And Knox County to lead 9-6, 3 minutes to play first quarter. Knox County has taken the lead. Humphrey's left wing gets it left corner now for Wendy. Wendy gets it underneath to Amon, under the glass, off glass, no good. Rebound fought for, goes out of bounds. It's going to be off Schuyler County, back to the Eagles. 2:48 to play first quarter, 9-6 Knox County. Parrish will trigger zone pressure, full court again by the Rams. Parrish dribbles, holds it up over his head. He's looking for help. They put the trap on. He gets it away to Campbell. Campbell brings it across the timeline. Right wing for three, and it's nothing but air for Miller. And it will go out of bounds to the Rams. 2.5 to play first quarter, 9-6, Knox the lead. Cooper Amon comes out of the ballgame for the Rams. Wendy brings it across the timeline, right wing for Newland, holds over his head, right corner, Wendy. Now he's going to drive right baseline, puts it up, and no good, but he's going to draw the foul. I think that might have been Tanner Gillespie that fouled him, and it was. So Gillespie draws his first foul of the night. And that's going to send Wendy to the line for a pair. First one is up and good. 2 points on the night for Wendy. 9-7, Knox County. And now we're going to have a timeout on the floor. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
For solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back to Queen City, Missouri, Schuyler County Middle School Gymnasium. It's Knox County Eagles and Schuyler County Rams. Knox County leads at 9-7 with 2:17 to play first quarter. Coming out of the timeout, we're going to see Wendy step back to the line for his second free throw attempt. Schuyler jumped out early in this one. Knox retakes the lead. Wendy can pull within one. Shots on the way. It's short, but it gets over the rim. He gets it. 3 points for Wendy, and it's 9-8 Eagles. Rams continue to apply that full court pressure. Miller picks it up. Now he's in trouble. Gets it ahead to Glaspie. He drives it across the timeline. Out drives the paint. Off glass, partially deflected, no good. Rebound, Schenkel. Schenkel gets the put back. He's got 4 points, and it's 11-8 Eagles. Just under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Wendy with it. Gets it to the left wing. That is Humphrey. Now Newland between the circles. May have shuffled the feet. Got away with a Euro step right block. Man, it's blocked by Becker. Now it's stolen back away by Wendy. He goes up with it and has it blocked, but there's a foul. And it looks like Wendy's going to go back to the line for a pair. That foul is on Schenkel. That's his first personal foul. Fourth team foul for the Eagles. Minute 42 to play first quarter. Knox County 11, Schuyler 8. Wendy at the line. First one on the way. Got it. That one was pure. Second one forthcoming. Takes the dribble. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up. Good arch, and it's nothing but net. 5 points for Wendy on the night. 11-10. Schuyler within one. They continue to apply the pressure. Pass ahead to Campbell. He's across the timeline. Gets it to Becker. He's going to drive to the left block. High over the rim. Off the heel. No good. But he draws contact. And Becker's going to go to the line for a pair. That foul is going to go against Smith. Connor Smith, the sophomore, draws the foul for Schuyler. First shot on the way, rims in and out for Becker, no good. He'll have another one coming. Knox leads 11-10, a minute and a half to play first quarter. Becker spins the ball in the air again, leaves it short off the front of the rim, no good. Missed both of them, rebound Schuyler County. Wendy has it, calls out the play. He's guarded up top between the circle by Gillespie. Left wing to Humphrey, hold tie back to Wendy. Wendy gets it to Ferris, left wing, left corner for Humphrey. Now gets left block for Smith. He turns and fires, no good, off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Gillespie. Schenkel has it, brings it across the timeline, looking to penetrate. Into the middle of the paint, off the glass, no good. It's a good rebound from the left block, puts it in, and he's got his 6 point of the night. Knox County leads 13-10, 1 minute to play, first quarter. Wendy with it, gets it to Newland. He'll dribble between the circles off the handoff. Guarded by Campbell. Newland's going to dribble to the right wing, takes up the dribble, looking for help, gets it to Wendy. Wendy on the right wing now. He's going to dribble to the free throw line, spin move down the right side of the lane, puts up and blocked out of bounds. Gillespie blocked that one, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams. Cooper Amon comes back into the game, checks in to replace Ferris. Wendy will inbound off the baseline near side. Looks once, looks twice, now gets it into Amon right corner. He hands it back to Wendy. He's going to dribble the paint. Now kicks it up top to Smith for three. No good. Off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Becker. Becker will take it across the timeline. Kicks it ahead to Miller. Now left corner for three. That is Glaspie. No good. Off the rim. Schenkel for rebound. Kicks it out top. Now a three coming from the top of the key. Wide right by Miller. Rebound fought for. We're going to have a jump ball. And that is Schenkel and Connor Smith. They tied it up. The possession will go to Knox County. 14 seconds to play first quarter. Knox will inbound under their own bucket on the near side. It's going to be Tanner Gillespie to trigger the inbound. Elliot Sevitz, a freshman, will check in for the Rams to give Newland a breather here at the end of the quarter. Gillespie holds high, hits it up top for Miller. He gets inside to Becker. He loses it. Rams have it with 10 seconds to play. Wendy will bring it across the timeline. 5 seconds and counting. He's going to dribble left side of the paint. Jump stop. Puts it up over the rim. Got it. And that'll end the first quarter. And Wendy ends it with a splash. 7 points for him. And at the end of the first quarter, Knox County 13, Schuyler County 12. Back in a minute. This is KMEN Sports.
Eagle!
Smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Quarter, Schuyler County inbounds it. They have it on the left wing. Lindy with the drive, left corner, now dribbles back, gets it up top to Sevitz. Sevitz to the right block, faces up to the basket and no good. That was Amon, and they're going to say he traveled when he made the spin move, and it's going to be a turnover back to Knox County. Knox County leads here at the start of the second quarter, 13-12, just underway second period. Again, that full-court zone pressure by the Rams. Miller has it. Right side, still in the backcourt. Now gets it across the timeline to Campbell. Just about stepped over the over and back line. Gets it into the right corner to Gillespie. Gillespie gets it inside to Becker. Becker gets it, but it goes off the rim, no good. Transition now, three-pointer from the right wing for the Rams, and that's Lindy, no good. And now the tempo picks up. Knox has it across the timeline. Miller has it. He's going to dribble between the circles off the screen by Becker. Gets it to Campbell, now in the left corner for Gillespie. Back up to Campbell, back to Gillespie left corner. They've got Schenkel double team covered up. They can't find him there on the block. It's going to go back up top to Miller. Definitely making a concerted effort to cover Schenkel up inside. They do not want him to be the one that beats them. Right wing, it goes to Campbell. For three, and it's good, but it will not count. Offensive foul on Knox County off the ball underneath. And that's going to go against Schenkel. He's getting a little frustrated, getting a double team under there, and he picks up his second personal foul with the offensive hook move. That's going to be the fifth team foul for the Eagles. Schuyler County will have it going the other way. 6:45 to play, 13-12 Eagles. Newland has it, gets it over to the right wing. That is for Smith. Smith holds high. Ferris fighting for position with Schenkel. He's not going to get it. And a pass goes off Sevitz's fingertips at the timeline, and it goes into the backcourt over and back Schuyler County. Knox County will have it at half court. Braden Miller will inbound, gets it into the backcourt to Campbell. He'll bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone defense by the Rams. Left wing for Miller. Left corner goes down to Glassley. Back to Miller. Now right wing Campbell. He'll dribble back top of the key. Left wing again for Miller. Back to Campbell, top of the key. He's going to drive the right side of the lane. Hits Schenkel at the right wing. Between the leg dribble. Gets it over to Miller, left wing. He's going to drive it in the paint. High arching floater, no good. Schenkel with the putback one-handed. Can't get it to go off glass. Ferris rebounds, hands it off to Amon. Schuyler will go the other way. He hands off to Newland across the timeline. He's guarded by Gillespie. Left wing goes to Sevitz. Now back between the circles to Smith. Smith inside right block goes to Amon. Amon gets double teamed, loses it off the dribble, but they say it was tipped away. Schuyler will inbound on the baseline under their own bucket. Kellen Parrish will check back into the ball game for Ethan Campbell for the Eagles. Cooper Amon will inbound, guarded by Parrish. And Parrish deflected it. It goes out of bounds. Schuyler will inbound it again. 5:56 to play, 13-12. Eagles the lead. They're going to stack it at the free throw line. Now they all cut, looking to get it in the right block to Newland. They do, but Newland has it tipped away. That was tipped away by Parrish. Schenkel on the right wing, wants it, thinks about it. Now he's going to launch it for three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. It came out long. Newland rebounds. Probably not the shot that Coach Miller was looking for there. Newland gets it left wing. Over to Smith, now left corner for Newland. Newland's going to shoot for three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Ferris can't get the rebound. Becker comes down with it. Now he overthrows Schenkel. Schuyler County comes back down with it. Connor Smith gets it to Newland. Off the dribble on the right wing. Now back up top. He's going to pass it out to Smith. Smith left wing for Sevitz. Back up top for Newland at the top of the circle. Hold tie, guarded there by Gillespie. Now he gets left wing for Smith. Smith throws inside for Ferris in the paint. Faces up, gets it. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Ferris. His first points of the night. It's 13-14. Schuyler with the lead again. over the timeline to Schenkel. Now left wing, it goes to Miller. Good job of handling the pressure. Schenkel drives the lane, contact, no call, no shot. It goes off the rim, no good, rather. Newland has it across the timeline, guarded by Gillespie. Newland dribbles between the circles, left wing to Smith. Smith to Ferris at the free throw line. He'll dribble to the right block. Off glass, off the pump fake, off the rim, no good. Schenkel rebound. And it looks like Cooper Amon may have reached in off the rebound. And that's exactly what it was. Amon will pick up his first personal foul. Wendy will check in, replacing Sevitz for the Rams. Five team fouls for Knox County, four for the Rams. 4:37 to play first half. 14-13, Skyler's lead. Full court pressure. Ferris kicks the ball. That's a violation. It'll stay with the Eagles. Parrish to inbound. Gets it to Miller. Miller now back to Parrish. Parrish has come up the far sideline. Now passes ahead to Becker across the timeline. Underneath left block goes to Gillespie. Off glass, no good. But Becker, the putback on the follow, and he gets it to go. Becker just his fourth point of the night, but it gives Knox the lead back 15-14, 4:15 to play. Now a three from the right wing for Newland, who buries it. Newland buries the three-pointer. That's 8 points for him on the night, and now a timeout Eagles, and it's 17-15 Skyler. It's a 60-second timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
This is Trevor Slayton at Slayton Players. We want to thank our area farmers for their hard work ethic in putting food on our tables. Your friends at Slayton Players know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so we wanted to extend a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Players Ag Advantage Program. Get 10% off up to $750 plus a two-year warranty on a new Ranger 1000. Call us for more information. Just Google Slayton Players or stop in and see us. 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
And welcome back to Queen City, Missouri, Schuyler County Middle School Gymnasium. Corey Stott with you here on KMEM Sports. It's Knox County Eagles and Schuyler County Rams. 4:07 to play first half. Rams lead at 17-15. Full court zone pressure by the Rams. Eagles inbound under the Rams bucket. Parrish has it. Now high pass ahead to Gillespie. Gillespie saved it. Great job for him to pull that down. And Parrish has it. Top of the key. Now Gillespie for three from the right wing. Missed everything. Rebound Ferris on the backside. And now a cheap foul picked up by Braden Miller. Frustration foul reaching in on Ferris. And for Braden, that's going to be his first foul. That's going to be the 16th foul for the Eagles. Rams will shoot 1-1 bonuses from here on out after the next foul by the Rams. Campbell will come in replacing Gillespie.
What's going on?
Now the Eagles will pick up with their own full court zone pressure. Ferris triggers the inbounds to Wendy. Back to Ferris up the left side. Now passes ahead to Amon. A good job breaking the press. Amon left wing gets it back now to Smith. At top of the key between the circles for Wendy. Wendy off the dribble guarded by Campbell. Left wing goes to Smith. Hold tight looking for cutters in the paint. Now gets back between the circles to Newland. Left wing, and Wendy's going to let it fly for three off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. Pulled down by Miller. Miller gets it ahead to Campbell. Campbell leaves it inside the paint for Parrish. Parrish went up to the glass, didn't get it, but got fouled. He's going to go to the line for a pair. It'll be the 16th foul on the Rams. That's going to be on Ferris. That is his second foul of the night. So five team fouls for Schuyler County, six for Knox County, 3:23 to play. Parrish first one is up and good. His first point of the night. Schenkel will check out. Gillespie will check in. 17-16 Rams. Parrish can tie it with the next free throw. Eyes the bucket. Good arch. Gets it to go. We're tied up at 17 apiece. Now transition the other way. No good. Over the top of the rim by Humphrey. Pulled down by Parrish. He gets it off to Campbell. Zone pressure applied. Parrish has it up the far side across the timeline. He's going to take it in the paint. Reach in. No call. Tipped around off the rebound. And now we're going to get an offensive foul call. Let's see who it's on. going to be against Knox, and that's going to go against Parrish. Parrish got a little excited, went through the player trying to get the put back, picked up the foul. That's going to be the seventh team foul for the Eagles. So with 3:06 to play first half, Schuyler County is now in the bonus. They're going to go to the line for a 1-1. Cooper Amon will have the opportunity at the charity stripe. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Equal mix of Eagles fans and Rams fans. Amon's first offering's on the way. Off the rim, no good. Missed it. Becker comes out the rebound. Saves it into Parrish. Gets a little bump, no call. They keep it inbounds. To Campbell, back to Parrish. Zone pressure, full court by the Rams. Parrish picks up the dribble, needs help. He gets it to Becker. They've got to get it across the line. Now he does. Passes ahead to Parrish. Parrish and dribble. Now left wing for Campbell. Back to Parrish between the circles up top. He looks. 2-3 zone defense. Gets it to the right wing to Glassley. Right corner now for Miller. Back up top to Parrish. He'll dribble. Left elbow. Looks. Now left corner for Campbell. Now he's going to get it back to Parrish. And now there's a pass inside to Becker. He was not expecting that, but they recover it. Dribble penetration off the right wing to the right block. Off glass, no good by Miller. Rebound fought for, and it's going to go off of Ferris out of bounds. Eagles will keep the ball. Schinkel's going to come back into the game. Eagles are missing a little bit of an inside presence there. Becker's going to take a seat. Schinkel's going to spell him. Knox County will inbound on the baseline just on the far side of the bucket. They hit the cutter in the paint, but it goes through his hands. Miller can't come up with it. Rams come up with it. Newland has it. He's going to go across the timeline, guarded by Gillespie. Right wing for Wimby. Dribbles to the right corner. Now he's looking for help. Ferris tries to post up. They get it to Newland, right wing. Back between the circles to Humphrey. Left wing now for three from Amon, and it's blocked by Schinkel. Schinkel returned that one to Sender with authority. Amon will inbound on the sideline. Rams will wheel through the paint. Now they get Newland in the left corner. Now he's going to get it to Amon. Pump fake. Now top the key to Wendy. Wendy with the dribble, guarded closely by Gillespie. Picks up the dribble, gets it to Newland left wing. Cutters through the paint. Still looking. Newland still looks. Now he hits the cutter in the left corner for three. Well short. I think Schinkel got a piece of that one too. That was Caleb Wendy. He's had a couple of those that Schinkel has had something to say about. Full court zone pressure by the Rams. Parrish has it. Splits the double team. Picks up the dribble. Gets it ahead to Miller. Now across the timeline. Pass to the left block. Glassley has it taken away. Schinkel fights for it. Gets it back off glass and good. Physicality of the game picking up a little bit here with a minute and a half to play first half. Wendy has it. Right wing for Newland. Now top of the key for Humphrey. Matchup zone defense. Newland right elbow gets it out to Wendy. He looks at it. Now he's going to dribble. Now picks it up. Newland top of the key. Back to Wendy on the right wing. Amon trying to post up on the right block against Parrish. Top of the key. It goes to Humphrey. He'll dribble to the left side. Now back between the circles. Wendy. 1:04 to play first half. Newland holds high. Lost his dribble. And now we're going to have a timeout called by Schuyler County's Chris Pruitt. 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Hey, how many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
And welcome back to the 4th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic here at Schuyler County High School. We're in the middle school gym for boys action. Knox County, Schuyler County underway. 59.9 seconds to play first half. Schuyler will inbound far side half court. In the backcourt to Wendy. He dribbles it across, guarded closely by Gillespie. Right wing Newland holds high, looks for cutters, now has to go back top of the circle to Humphrey. He's guarded by Gillespie. Zone matchup, defense by the Eagles. Sevitz gets it to Wendy. Wendy between the circles, 42 seconds to play. They may play for one shot here. Motion offense, back top of the circle to Sevitz. Right wing for Wendy. Passes it right corner for Amon, and he's going to dribble back up, gets to Humphrey. Definitely playing for the last shot here. 30 seconds. Tries to get it into the elbow to Newland. Newland has to go down to get it. Falls over with it, and it's a travel. And it will go back to the Eagles on the turnover. So Eagles will have a chance for the last second shot of the half. 26.8 seconds to play, 19-17 Eagles. Smith checks in for Amon. Ferris checks in for Sevitz for the Rams. And Skyler comes right back with that 1-2-2 zone full court pressure. Parrish inbounds, gets it to Miller. Back to Parrish on the far side. He's trapped immediately, dribbles one, picks it up. They get a hand on the ball, it's a turnover. Newland in the paint. Over Parrish off last night. 10 points for Newland. And it's 19 apiece with 12 seconds to play. Parrish gets it to Gillespie. He's going to dribble the left block. In the paint. Off glass. Floater. Rolls around the rim. No good. Hits that top of Campbell. 5 seconds. Right corner with 3 seconds. Gets it over to Miller. He'll launch a deep three, and it's no good. And we're going to go to the half tied at 19 apiece. Knox County, Schuyler County tied at 19 apiece. We go to the half. And we're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back with your halftime numbers. This is KMEM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
The Black Friday one-day gift card sale at C&R Markets is this Friday. Buy a $100 gift card and receive a free $20 gift card. That's right, so give the gift that everyone appreciates, a gift card to C&R. And check out our Black Friday and Saturday sale on our Pick 5 Meat program is now a Pick 6 program. That's right, you get a bonus package this weekend. So from everyone at C&R Markets, we hope that you will be blessed, be thankful for the blessings, and be safe. And we are thankful for you shopping at C&R.
Looking for a great do-it-yourself weekend project that will add value to your home? Why not consider installing wood trim? The finest real wood trim around is cut right here at Cardwell Lumber. With our custom-made knives, we can cut any of our lumber to the design of your choice. For more information, check out our website at cardwelllumberinc.com. You can always stop by and see us Monday through Friday. We're located just 8 miles south of Edina. That's Cardwell Lumber. Products, quality, and advice you can trust.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to the fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament here at Schuyler County High School. We're in the middle school gymnasium, and it's halftime of boys action. Knox County 19, Schuyler County 19. And let's take a look at the halftime numbers. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard, Schuyler County. For the Rams, Cale Windy has 7 points in the first half. A nice night so far for the sophomore. Newland is the leading scorer for the Rams at halftime. He has 10 points. He is a senior. And rounding out the scoring, Ferris with a pair of points. So three scorers in the first half for the Rams. And in terms of fouls, nobody really in too much foul trouble. Amon has one, Smith with one, Ferris with a couple, and Newland with one. For the home team on the scoreboard, the Knox County Eagles. Schinkel led the way in the first half for Knox County with 8 points. He has two fouls. Miller right there with 5 points, Braden Miller, and he had one foul there in the first half. Jacob Becker, he had 4 points that he put in. The senior contributed those in the first half. No fouls on Becker. He's done a good job of playing without foul trouble. And Parrish, Kellen Parrish, a junior, he had a pair of points there in the first half. So that's how the point breakdown breaks out here at halftime. In the first quarter, Knox County took the lead 13-12 over the Rams. And in the second quarter, Schuyler County outscored Knox 7-6, and that gets us to where we are right now at halftime at 19 apiece. Kind of recapping earlier action here in the Tri-Rivers Tournament, action that took place yesterday here in the opening round of the tournament on the girls' side of the bracket. Scotland County and Brookfield ladies opened things up last night. Scotland County wins that one 48-18. And in the second game that night in opening round action from Monday night, it was Milan over Putnam 45-41. So Scotland County will advance to face Milan tomorrow night at 6 p.m. here in the high school gym on the championship side of the bracket. Brookfield and Putnam County will square off on the consolation side of the bracket at 6 p.m. in the middle school gym tomorrow night. On the boys' side of the ledger from last night, in the first game, the 6 p.m. game here in the middle school, it was the Putnam County Midgets defeating the Milan Wildcats 77-56. In the second game of the evening, it was Scotland County boys defeating Clark County 63-39. So that will put Putnam and Scotland County into the championship semifinal coming up tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. in the high school. On the consolation side of the bracket tomorrow night at 7:30 here in the middle school gym, it will be Milan and Clark County boys. In action from tonight, in the first contest of the evening over in the high school gym, a game that was live on KMEM tonight, it was Schuyler County easily dispatching with Knox County ladies 89-17. And the second game of the evening is underway. I don't have a score from that, but it's North Shelby and Clark County. And they were facing off over in the high school gym as this game was underway. So Schuyler County will advance to play Thursday night at 6 p.m. in the high school gym against the winner of the North Shelby Clark ladies. Knox County will face the loser of that game Thursday evening in the consolation side of the bracket. On the men's side of the bracket, earlier tonight, North Shelby defeated Brookfield 75-45. And I got that on my bracket backwards. North Shelby will play in the championship semifinal. That will be at 7:30 p.m. Thursday evening. And Brookfield will move to the consolation side of the bracket. And they will square off against the loser of this contest Thursday evening at 7:30 here in the middle school gym. So that's kind of how the tournament shapes up so far. And we're going to step aside for about 2 minutes. And when we come back, we'll get you set for the second half tip-off. You're listening to KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. The end of the year is approaching fast, and that means dental benefits are running out. If you don't use it, you lose it. Give us a call at 660-397-2213 to schedule an exam and cleaning before your benefits expire. And if you don't have insurance, we offer a discount program exclusively for our non-insured patients. So give us a call at Knox County Dental in Edina, and don't let your benefits go to waste. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
COVID-19, the flu, whooping cough, measles, mumps, chicken pox, Knox County, Missouri, one thing will always remain the same. We at Knox County Health Department are here, serving you and yours. Give us a call at 660-397-3396 and find out about our immunization clinics, low-cost lab draw options, home visiting programs, and so much more. We're now located at 102 West Monticello in Edina, Missouri, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Knox County R1 School District would like to thank its parents and community for their continued support. Our facility upgrades and cutting-edge technology create an educational environment that enhances learning and promotes creativity. Because of you, we are able to provide students a quality education that prepares them for the future. Thank you, Knox County, for your dedication to our youth.
And welcome back to Queen City, Missouri. We are at Schuyler County High School, and we are in the middle school gymnasium, and we are in the midst of the second evening of opening round action of the fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament. I'm Corey Stott, bringing the action to you here tonight on KMEM Sports Stream 1. Glad to have you with us for the broadcast, and it's been a fun one so far. We are tied at 19 apiece here at halftime, getting ready to start the second half. As the Eagles and Rams square off, Schuyler County came into the night at 0-1 on the season, and Knox County come in at 1-0. Obviously, we are early into the beginning of the season, so everybody's still kind of measuring up and seeing what they've got and figuring out rotations and whatnot. And it's been a good one so far. Leading scorer for the Eagles has been Schinkel with 8 first-half points. Newland had 10 first-half points for the Rams. And both teams are huddled up in front of their bench, and we're getting set for the start of second half action here on KMEM Sports. Lots of good action on tap this week. Kind of a throwback to the old days of the Tri-Rivers Conference when these teams used to meet up on the regular. And a fun little tournament to bring all these teams back together. Of course, Putnam County's in the Grand River, Clark County's in the Clarence Cannon, and North Shelby's kind of doing their thing. So fun to see all these schools coming back together to play. Second half is now underway. Schuyler County will inbound to start the game, and it's Smith to inbound it. Gets it to Newland left wing between the circles for Windy. Back to Ferris, now left wing Newland. Tried to go inside to Amon, had it tipped away. But Smith picks up the garbage on the weak side and gets it to go in for two. And that's Smith's first 2 points of the night. And now a traveling call against the Eagles. Schuyler County's pressure got to them that time, and the Rams will have it. Amon inbounds on the near sideline. Gets it into Windy across the timeline between the circles. Matchup zone again by the Eagles. Newland holds high. Now right corner for Windy for three. Nothing but net. 10 points for Windy. And it's 24-19, Schuyler. Now Parrish has the pressure. Tip the ball away. Parrish recovers. Gets it to Windy. He goes up from the left block. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled, and he's going to go to the pair for two. And that's going to go against Braden Miller, his second personal foul of the game. First team foul of the half for the Eagles. First shot by Windy is on the way and off the right side of the rim, no good. Schuyler County's jumped out quickly with five back-to-back points. 24-19 the lead. Windy with his second offering. It's up and it's good. 11 points for Cale Windy. Full court pressure. Parrish gets it to Schinkel. Now he throws it away. Taken away by Windy. He stepped in front of that pass. Left block. That was put up by Amon. He has it swatted away. Now three from the left wing by Smith. No good. Parrish comes down with it. Gets it to Schinkel. He's going to take it himself. Near side across timeline. Now one-handed pass. Nearly had it taken away, but he gets away with it. Off the left block. It's put up in the end by Braden Miller. So Miller with a pair of points. Now Rams down here, new one between the circles, stop the key for three, short off the rim. Rebound fought for off Schinkel and goes to Parrish. Back to Schinkel, and Ferris gets it tipped up. That zone pressure is having an effect. Parrish right wing, now right corner, gets it to Miller. Now he'll dribble, gets it to Becker in the paint, and Becker gets it off glass, and it's good. So 6 points for Becker. It's 25-23 Rams. Now Knox comes back with their own full-court zone pressure. Dangerous pass. Hits Ferris, flashing to the right block. Cross lane pass over to Amon. Back to Ferris. Now off the key for Newland for three. Off the rim, no good. Schinkel the rebound. Schinkel's going to bring it up. And now he's going to drive into the paint. Off the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. Spin move. Faces up. Ferris faces up with him. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to the Rams. Cooper Amon has it. He's going to go to the right wing. 25-23, just under 6 minutes to play third quarter. Rams lead it by a pair. Newland right wing. Guarded by Miller. Now gets it top of the key to Smith. Smith holds high, right wing Windy. Thinks about it, dribbles back to top of the key. Gets it to Newland, left wing. Guarded by Parrish. Parrish trying to post up left block against Becker. Now right wing for three. Off glass, no good. That was Connor Smith. Rebound comes down to Becker. Gets it ahead to Parrish. Now Parrish cross-court pass, and that was not a well-advised pass. That's picked off by Smith. He gets it to Windy, who drives it right. Contact, no call. No shot. The shot is no good. Schinkel comes down with it. Left wing, between the leg dribble. Steps back behind the arc. Feeds Parrish left block. Double team. Spin move. Face up. Got it to go. And one.
And one.
First two of the night for Parrish, and he's going to step to the line to try to finish the old-fashioned three-point play. 25-23 Rams. Now check that. 25 apiece. We're tied. 5:11 to play third quarter. Campbell will come in for the Rams. And so will Humphrey for Schuyler County. Excuse me, that's Campbell for the Eagles, rather. Humphrey for the Rams. Parrish going to have an opportunity for the three-point play. Eyes the bucket. Takes a deep breath. Shot is up. Heel of the rim. Bounces off the front of the rim. And then it drops. He used all the rim on that shot. 3 points for Parrish. Rams come the other way. Dangerous pass left corner to Smith. Now Newland left wing. Hold tight. He's going to get up top to Humphrey. Humphrey to Windy. He'll dribble between the circles, guarded by Campbell. Humphrey, right wing, looking at Ferris, right elbow, can't get it to him. Newland between the circles, left wing now for Wendy. He'll dribble between the legs. Ferris trying to post up. They don't get it to him. Right wing, Newland. Now they're going to get back top between the circles to Wendy. High low set offensively for the Rams. They get it to the right corner. That's Smith. And now I think we might have an illegal screen. It's an offensive foul. I think it might be on Ferris. Knox County will have the ball. Let's see who it's on. It's going to go against Ferris. That's foul number three on him. 4:41 to play, 26-25 Knox County. And we're going to have Elliot Sevitz check into the game, replacing Ferris for Schuyler County. And Colin Hayes will check in for the Eagles. Inbound pass by Miller. Gets it to Campbell. He'll bring it across the timeline. Schuyler County in a matchup 2-3 zone. Left corner for Hayes. Back up to Miller. He's going to skip past right wing for Campbell. Campbell dribbles. Schinkel working the high post. Left wing for Miller. Miller left corner for Hayes. Fakes. Back to Miller. Miller gets it to Campbell. He'll shoot for three. Top of the key. Well short. Misses everything. Rebound by Hayes. And he tries to get it to Schinkel. It's taken away by Wendy. Now it's taken away by Hayes. And now that's going to be Miller flashing to the paint. And he's going to get the bucket. Braden Miller, 9 points, and it's 28-25, Knox County. Rams across the timeline. Wendy has it between the circles. He'll set the offense, guarded by Campbell. Gets it left wing for Sevitz. Now Newland between the circles, guarded by Campbell. It's a matchup 2-3 by the Eagles. Between the circles for Wendy. Now pass in to Humphrey. He's going to kick it to Newland, and Newland was trying to get it to Wendy, but Wendy was cutting. But Sevitz recovers it. Now we're going to have a timeout. Chris Pruitt doesn't like what he sees. It's a 60-second timeout. Knox County leads Schuyler 28-25 back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service. Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the farm shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Before tax season rolls around, I have some big news to share with you. After nearly 8 years in downtown Edina.
With you here on KMEM Sports, 3:37 to play third quarter. Knox County leads at 28-25. Rams will have it at half court. Sevitz will inbound it, gets it to Wendy. Wendy across the timeline, left wing Humphrey. Humphrey now in the paint for Smith. Smith gets it to Wendy. Right elbow, he'll shoot, gets it, and one. Nice little jump stop and jump shot. 13 points for Wendy. See if he can finish the three-point play. 3:28 to play third quarter. 28-27 Eagles. Wendy can tie it up if he hits this one. Isaac fires, and it's short off the front of the rim. No good. Becker comes down with it. He's going to take it himself across the timeline. Right wing to Miller. Miller will flash it to paint, and he draws the foul and gets the ball off the rack. Miller is coming alive. That's 11 points for him. Basket is good. Foul is going to go against Humphrey, his first personal foul. And the tempo is picking up. 30-27 Knox County, 3:22 to play. Miller gets it to go. 12 points for Miller. It's 31-27. Full court, 1-2-2 zone trap by the Eagles. Wendy has it, passes it ahead, gets it to Smith. Smith gets it to Humphrey. Now he's going to dribble it out. Gets it to Sevitz. Sevitz will get it in the paint for Smith. Shot off the heel to rim, no good. Rebound Eagles, but they throw it right back into Wendy's hands. He just stops, can't get it to go, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Humphrey back to Knox County. The Eagles have been a little careless with their passes here in the second half, and it's bit them a little bit. Giving Schuyler County an opportunity to get back in it. Full court zone pressure by the Rams. Miller has it, gets it back to Campbell. Campbell working against the double team. Now pass ahead to Braden Miller. Now passes ahead to Hayes, but it's long and taken away. Wendy has it. Schuyler County capitalizing on turnovers. Pruitt Holler informed to slow it down. Humphrey, left corner, gets it down to Amon. Amon with the dribble, back to Sevens. Top of the key, gets it to Wendy. Wendy to Humphrey, bounces past the right corner, right block. And off the glass, it's Cooper Amon from the right block. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. Amon will step to the line for two. And that's going to go against Gillespie, his second foul. Third team foul for the Eagles. Shot is up. First one's good. First point of the night for Amon. Cooper will have a second one coming here. Becker, along with Braden Miller, will head to the bench for the Eagles. 2:31 to play, 31-28 Eagles. Shot is on the way. Off glass, but the bank is open, and it's good. 2 points for Cooper Amon, 31-29. Full court pressure. Eagles get it across. Nearly an over and back by Hayes. Gets it up to the left wing. Campbell, stutter steps. Now gets it back to Hayes. Left wing extended. Campbell in the corner for three. Got it! Big three-pointer. First point for Campbell, and that puts the Eagles back up by five, 34-29. Now the Rams working against full court zone pressure. Amon gets it across to Humphrey. In the paint, that goes to Smith. Smith gets it back to Amon. Drives the lane, has it taken away. No call. Eagles will bring it across. Hayes has it. Gets it over to Campbell. Campbell now right corner for Parrish. He'll shoot for three. Got it. And Pruitt has seen enough. Coach Pruitt's going to take the time. 37-29, Knox County with a minute 43 to play. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Before tax season rolls around, I have some big news to share with you. After nearly 8 years in downtown Edina, the office of Bobby D. Clark, CPA, has relocated to better serve your tax preparation and accounting needs. We're now located just two blocks west of the four-way stop at 402 West Lafayette Street. Call or stop by our new location to set up an appointment for your year-end tax planning. Our phone number is still the same, 660-397-2332.
And welcome back to the fourth annual Tri Rivers Classic Tournament. Knox County Eagles lead the Schuyler County Rams 37-29, a minute 40 to play third quarter. Rams with the ball working against full court zone pressure. Newland gets it across the timeline now, gets it ahead to Amon. Amon picks it up on the right wing, gets it to Sevitz. Sevitz back to Amon. Pump fake, now he gets the top of the key to Newland. Newland's going to hold and reset the offense. Gets it to Sevitz right wing. Smith with the right elbow, gets it right block to Cooper Amon, and he gets the jump shot to go. Two more for Amon, that's his fourth point of the night. 37-31, Rams within six. Campbell top of the key. Now Parrish on the right wing. 2-3 zone. Now Parrish going to shoot for three from the right wing. Parrish is feeling it. That's his fifth point, but he has hit two big ones. And now it's 40-31. Now it's taken back away by Parrish. Parrish gets it to Schinkel. Schinkel will bring himself across the timeline. Now he's going to go into the paint, and he's going to try to force his way in there. He can't get the shot off, but he's fouled on the floor. It'll be out of bounds to the Eagles under their own bucket. We'll see who the foul is on. Will Shipman's going to tell us in a moment. It's going to go against number one, that's Sevitz, his first personal foul. Fourth team foul for the Rams. Parris will check in. Looks like Sevitz and I believe that was Smith will both check out for Schuyler County. Parris triggers the inbound. Right camp, corner for Campbell. Thinks about it, now gets it up top to Hayes. Hayes gets it left wing to Parris. Parris will drive. Jump shot up, lots of contact, no call. Schuyler County comes down with it. Lindy has it in transition. Going to drive to the right block. Hero step. Rolls across the rim, no good, but he gets the foul call. And Lindy's going to step to the line for a pair with 29 seconds to play third quarter, trailing by 9, 40-31. And that's going to be a foul against Hayes. That's his third personal foul. Fourth team foul by the Eagles. Four fouls for both teams. First offering by Wendy from the charity stripe. Rolls across the rim and goes down. 15 points for Windy tonight. Hayes heads to the bench for Knox County. Windy will have his second attempt. It's in the air, good arch, and it's nothing but net. 16 points to Windy, 40-33, Knox County, 7-point lead. Ferris steals it away with the third pressure. Goes to the right block. Working against Campbell off glass. No good. Rebound, Schinkel hits it. Now it comes back to Humphrey for the ramp. Now Ferris drives the lane. Right corner off glass. No good, but he's fouled. And Schinkel's starting to get a little irritated in there. He didn't like that call. He's having some words with Joel Shipman. And they get him calmed down. Ferris is going to step to the line for two. And that foul's going to go against Schinkel, his third personal. He didn't like the contact against him from the full court pressure. Ferris's first one is good. 3 points for Ferris tonight. 40-34, Knox lead cut to six. 16 and a half seconds to play third quarter. Ferris eyes it, throws it up. Good arch, nothing but net. 4 points for Ferris. 5-point lead for Knox County. They inbound it, get it to, that is Miller. Now they get it ahead to Campbell. Behind the back half. Gets it back over to Miller on the right wing. Back to Campbell up top. Right corner back to Miller. Pulaski posts up, calls for it. They don't get it to him. Parrish, a deep three from the right wing. Off the rim, no good as time expires. And we go to the end of the third quarter. It's Knox County 40, Schuyler County 35. Back in 1 minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Show off your school pride today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri offers school mascot debit cards at their 7 convenient locations: Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, and Wayland. So when you use that debit card, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri will give back to your favorite school. Free online banking, bill pay, and mobile deposit. Free Android and iPhone apps available. Sign up today at ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yellow means caution, but this month yellow means go to Carpet Plus for huge savings during the Yellow Tag clearance sale. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture is marking down items store-wide to sell, offering steep discounts on carpet, vinyl, as well as ceramic hardwood and LVT, luxury vinyl waterproof flooring, even huge discounts on furniture. Whether it's a small project or a total remodel, let us help you with your project. Stop by Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, across from Lake Road.
Welcome back to Schuyler County R1 Schools. It's the fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic men's action. Knox County versus Schuyler. Knox leads it 40-35, and they will have it to start the quarter here. And we're just underway in the fourth quarter. Into the backcourt it goes to Braden Miller. He dribbles cross right wing for Parrish. 2-3 zone defense by the round. Gets it back to Miller, top the key, back to Parrish right wing. He'll shoot for three again off the heel of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Comes down to Windy. Windy has it. He's going to push ahead. 2-3 zone by the Eagles. He pulls it up. Humphrey between the circles. He'll set the offense. Into Ferris in the paint. Drop step off the heel of the rim. No good. Becker with the rebound. Started closely by Amon. He gets it to Campbell. Now right wing for Miller. Back to Campbell, top of the circle. 2-3 zone defense by the Rams. Miller now will take it between the circles, and Knox will go to a 1-3-1 motion offense. Parrish right wing. Back to Miller, top of the key. Pump fake, back to Parrish. He'll drive, passes off to Miller left wing. High arching shot, but short from three. No good. Ferris the rebound. Ferris gets it to Windy. Windy will walk it across the timeline. Campbell will meet him at half court. Dribbles and hands it off to Dillon. Now he'll take it between the circles. Humphrey to the left side. Now left corner for Windy. He'll drive the baseline. Off the left glass. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound. Comes down to number 10, Amon. And now they're going to fire it to Windy. He shoots from the right block. No good. Rebound is loose. They're rolling around on the floor. Ferris had it. They're rolled over. They call it the travel. Goes back to Knox County. This gym is suddenly getting a little bit energized. Parrish inbounds to Campbell. They put the trap on him. He gets it back to Parrish. Still deep in the backcourt. Gets it to Campbell. Campbell's got to get it across. They're reaching in on him. Lots of contact. Campbell gets it back. He's going to dribble. Still has it across half court. And now we're going to get a timeout by Nathan Miller to save them from the 10-second call. Knox County will take the timeout. It's a 30. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KNEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at Schuyler County Schools, we're in the middle school gymnasium. It's Knox County men 40, Schuyler County 35. 6.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. The intensity has ratcheted up. Schuyler trails by 5. Knox has the ball. Into the backcourt goes to Miller. Parrish on the left wing against the 2-3 zone. Skip past Campbell right corner. Nothing doing. He's going to go back top to Miller. Now Parrish left wing. Holds high looking for cutters. Nothing there. He's going to go back to Miller. Miller back to Parrish. They're trying to get some cutters down into the paint. Now Parrish is going to drive away and get fouled, and it rolls around the rim and goes down. Parrish gets the bucket. 8 points for him. Bucket will count. Ferris on the foul. That's going to be number 4 for Ferris. And he's going to have to play with 4 fouls for the remainder of this one. 6:08 to play in the game. Parrish is going to have the opportunity for the and one. Eyes the bucket. It's up. Heel of the rim off the glass, but it goes down and it counts. No style points, but the points count the same. 13 for him. That's 43-35. Full court zone pressure by the Eagles. They get it across the timeline to Smith. Smith now gets it to Newland. To Humphrey. Looks for Ferris in the paint. He's not there. Newland between the circles. Kind of a 1-3-1 zone offense by the Rams. Right corner is Amon. He gets to Humphrey. To Ferris at the right elbow. Gets it back to Amon on the right block. Can't get it to go off glass. Rebound comes down to Becker. And Amon's going to be whistled for the foul, I believe. Yep. So Super Amon is going to be called for the foul. His second personal. Now, hold on a minute. That is not what happened. That's going to be a foul against Knox County, and that's going to go against Becker. So first personal. Becker's not even in the game. We'll have to check on that one. Anyway, Schuyler keeps the ball. Apparently the foul was on Knox. Inbound pass goes inside to Smith. Smith gets it to Wendy. Now he gets it to Newland between the circles. Humphrey, now stolen away by Campbell. Knox County has it, leading by 8 with 5:20 to play. Parrish in the left corner. He's going to take the left baseline, and now he's got to get bailed out with a pass to Gillespie. Off glass, the jump shot's no good. And Amon comes down with it, tried to clear Parrish out, and lost hold of the basketball. It goes out of bounds, back to the Eagles. Ferris will check back in, replacing Humphrey. Knox County will inbound their own baseline on the far side under their own bucket. They're going to run a box play to inbound, a 2-3 zone defense. Parrish will trigger the inbound, looking. Now he's going to get it left corner to Gillespie. Gets it to Hayes, now up top to Campbell between the circles. Parrish in the right wing. Schinkel is on the right block, but he's pretty well covered up. Back top, Bikini Campbell, left wing for Miller. He'll drive into the paint, gets a little contact, loose hold of the ball, doesn't get a good shot off the rim, no good. Amon comes down with the rebound. Coach Pruitt trying to get the Rams to control it a little bit. 4:45 to play. Now, Wendy drives to the right block, goes to the weak side to Amon. Amon spins, faces up, no good. Campbell with the rebound, dribbles top the key. He hits Miller. Miller drives to the right block, makes contact with Amon, and picks up the charging foul. Braden Miller will be called for the foul. That's his third. It's an offensive foul, and the charge will send it back to the Rams, trailing by 8 points, 43-35, 4.5 to play. Wendy has it. He's met at half court by a pair of Eagle defenders. Gets it to Newland. Still has it across the timeline. A little bit of contact, no call. Now Newland dribbles out of bounds off the contact. And they are letting them play. The turnover goes back to Knox County. Lots of contact both ways here in the last part of this game. Campbell inbound. Ferris nearly gets the interception. Miller has it. Gets it across the timeline to Campbell. Right corner to Parrish. He'll dribble back. Gets it to Campbell between the circles. Miller left wing, back to Campbell. Schinkel high post, Gillespie low post. Parrish dribbles right block, loses the ball, has to get rid of it, gets it to Miller left wing for three. It's well short, partially deflected. But Gillespie right on the weak side to pick up the garbage and cleans it up, and he gets the bucket. Here's the first of the night. Knox County leads by 10, 45-35, just under 4 minutes to play. Newland from the right corner, partially deflected for three by Schinkel, and Gillespie comes down with it. And Knox County will push ahead. Gets it to Schinkel. Left block. Heavy contact on the left block. And they call Schinkel for the charge. That's going to be number four on Schinkel. Heavy contact on the left block. Nothing dirty. Just a good hard play. And you probably could have made a case either way for a block or a charge. That was a bang-bang play. It's 45-35 Knox County. And the Rams are going to take a 60-second timeout. 3:41 to play. We'll take it with them. Back in 60 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Welcome back to Schuyler County Schools. It's the fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament. Knox County, Schuyler County men facing off. 3:41 to play in this ball game. Knox County leads it 45-35. Schuyler will inbound under the Knox County bucket in their own backcourt. And here we go. This is going to be an exciting one. Newland has it. Gets it in to Wendy. Back to Newland. Working across 1-2-2 zone pressure. Back to Wendy. Gets it across the timeline. Parrish is all over him. Wendy with the dribble. Parrish backs off now. Gives him some space. He'll dribble between the circles, top of the key. Left wing now. He goes over to Smith. Smith holds high. Now he hits Wendy, cutting to the left corner. Drives baseline. Schinkel and Becker meet him there. He pulls up, passes it back out to Newland. To the right wing, it goes to Smith. Down low to Amon. To Ferris on the left block. Into the paint. Kicks top to Newland. Newland with the pump fake. Now dribbles out of control into the paint. Just throws it up off the glass. Brought down by Schinkel. Schinkel works around the defender. To the right elbow. To the paint. Over the rim. Short. Becker with the putback. Bounces around. No good. Rebound comes down to Amon. That thing did everything but go in. Wendy across the timeline. Right corner now. It goes to Newland. Newland back to the right wing. That's Amon. Now he gets Ferris right block. To Newland on the right lane, top of the key. Now that goes to Smith. Smith gets it to Wendy in the left corner now for Amon. Rams moving the ball well. Ferris posting up against Schinkel, left block. They don't go to him. Right wing to three for Wendy. Off the rim, long enough to get Ferris to rebound on the right block. Working against Schinkel. Passes to the weak side to Amon. He'll kick it out to Newland. Top of the key, partially deflected, short, no good for three. But the rebound comes down to Smith. Everything falling for the Rams right now except the score. Wendy under the bucket, got trapped behind the backboard. Becker stuffs him. The ball goes out of bounds. Schuyler will keep it. 2:21 to play, 10 points. The Rams trail by 45-35 to Knox County. Wendy will trigger the inbound. Gets it to Amon. Now left corner for Wendy. Now he'll drive the baseline. Dribbles into a crowd. Block, no good. It comes back down to Newland. Newland will drive against Schinkel. No good. Rebound comes down to Becker. Heavy contact. First back. Left wing. First three. That's Amon. No good. Rebound by Newland. He'll get it back to Amon. Right wing now. That's going to be Smith for three. Got it. This is the second bucket of the night for Smith, but it's a big one. 45-38, just under 2 minutes to play. 7-point difference. Knox County passes ahead to Hager to Miller. Rather. He gets it to go. And pushing buckets to play Miller. And that is his 15th point of the night. 47-38, back to a 9-point lead. 1:40 to play. Newland top of the key. Gets it in the paint to Ferris. Now he gets right block to Amon. He dribbles against Schinkel. A foul shot, but got it. Well, that was ugly, but it counts. And we have a full timeout taken by Knox County. 47-40. Knox County to lead, a minute and a half to play. Back in 60 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
This is Trevor Slayton at Slayton Players. We want to thank our area farmers for their hard work ethic in putting food on our tables. Your friends at Slayton Players know you don't get sick days or vacation days, so we wanted to extend a benefit that all farmers can take advantage of, the Players Ag Advantage Program. Get 10% off up to $750 plus a 2-year warranty on a new Ranger 1000. Call us for more information. Just Google Slayton Players or stop in and see us. 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Back
up the fourth annual Tri Rivers Classic men's action. Knox County 47, Schuyler County 40, a minute and a half to play. It's getting intense in this one. You can feel the atmosphere just energizing by the second. Knox County will have it, working against full court pressure in their own backcourt. 1-2-2 zone press. Parrish will inbound. Gets it in to Hayes. Hayes gets it to Becker. Now gets it to Parrish. Parrish crosses the timeline. Takes up the dribble, looking for help. Gets it to Hayes. Hayes right wing for Miller. And now we're going to have a foul against Cooper Amon. That's going to be the 16th foul for the Rams. I think that's 3 on Amon, if my tally is correct. Nope, it is 2 on Amon. Second personal foul for Cooper Amon. Now we've got another foul on the inbound play, and that's going to be on Newland. And Knox or Schuyler County is just trying to get into the bonus so they have a chance to get the ball back. So Newland picks up his second personal foul. That will send Parrish to the line for the 1-1. 47-40, Knox County, 1:19 to play in the game. The Rams have now put the Eagles in the bonus, and they're going to hope that the Eagles cannot make the free throws and try to take the transition the other way. Parrish spins it, eyes the rim. It's long off the heel of the rim. Parrish with the rebound. The strategy paid off. Amon has it quickly, top the key. Right corner for Newland. Fakes, right block, kicks back out to Smith, now to Wendy. He's going to drive the paint in amongst the trees. He gets it to go. What a shot. Floating jump shot by Wendy. He's got 18. It's 47-42. 5 points with a minute to play. Full-court pressure. Parrish has it. They put the trap on. Long, dangerous pass. Gets it to Miller. He's going to drive right block. Has a block. Schinkel put back and good. Schinkel cleans up the mess. 11 points for him, 49-42, 40 seconds to play. Parrish on the right block, and he was fouled before he could go up with it. That's going to be against Colin Hayes, and Parrish is going to shoot a 1-1. That's what you do not want to do if you're Knox County, giving them a chance to score with the clock stopped. That's going to be the fourth personal foul on Hayes. Actually, that's going to be the fifth foul on Hayes, so that must be the foul that we didn't catch earlier. So Hayes fouls out of the contest. Ferris goes to the line for a 1-1. First one's on the way. Bounces around. No good. Rebound off of the foot of Campbell. And they're going to say it's Knox County ball. They're closer to it than I am. We'll take their word for it. So Parrish will inbound. 37.2 seconds. 49-42, the Knox County lead. And looks like Knox County is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. 49-42. Eagles lead at 30-second timeout. This is KNEM Sports.
How many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
And welcome back to Schuyler County R1 Schools. We're in the middle school gymnasium, fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic. It's the second night of opening round action. It's the nightcap, and Knox County leads it 49-42 over Schuyler County. 36.7 seconds to play in the ballgame. Both teams are in the 1-1 bonus. Knox County will inbound it in their backcourt. Braden Miller to trigger a 1-2-2 full court zone. They have all five players in the Knox County backcourt right now. Look for somebody to streak back. Parrish will take off going into the front court. Schenkel takes it on the baseline. Gets it in the middle of the floor to Becker. Now he gets it over to Miller. They're going to play keep away. Parrish in the corner gets it back to Miller, and they get the foul on Parrish. And they're going to send Parrish to the line for 1-1. He missed his last attempt. They're hoping he'll do the same here. Foul is going to be on 25. That is Newland. That's his third personal foul. Just 18 fouls for the Rams, so they can do it again and still be in the 1-1. 28 seconds to play. 49-42. Parrish spins it. Shots on the way. Off the heel of the rim. Long, no good. Rebound comes down to the Rams. That's Smith. He gets it quickly to Lindy. Top of the key. Left wing for Amon. Left block for Ferris. Top of the key. Three-pointer by Lindy. Got it. Lindy gets it for three. And it's 49-45. 13 seconds to play. Skyler needs a foul. They're not getting it yet. Now they get it. Lindy finally gets Campbell fouled, but not before he gets to the other end of the floor. And precious time goes off the clock. 9.9 seconds. It's a four-point contest. Foul's going to go against Lindy, his first one. That's 19 fouls. So it's a 1-1 bonus. 9.9 seconds, 49-45 Knox. 4 points the difference. Campbell's first one's on the way. It's long off the heel of the rim. Skyler has it. Lindy's got to go in a hurry. 7 seconds. Pass ahead to Newland. Thinks about it. He wastes time. Gets it off to Amon. They got to get a shot off here. Still pass it. Right corner for Newland. And three-pointer as time expires. No good. And Knox County escapes with the win. 49-45. What a ball game. Knox County wins it 49-45. We're going to step aside for a couple minutes. We'll put the numbers together and come back to give you the final tallies. You're listening to KMEM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
The Black Friday one-day gift card sale at C&R Markets is this Friday. Buy a $100 gift card and receive a free $20 gift card. That's right, so give the gift that everyone appreciates, a gift card to C&R. And check out our Black Friday and Saturday sale on our Pick 5 Meat program is now a Pick 6 program. That's right, you get a bonus package this weekend. So from everyone at C&R Markets, we hope that you will be blessed, be thankful for the blessings, and be safe. And we are thankful for you shopping at C&R.
Looking for a great do-it-yourself weekend project that will add value to your home? Why not consider installing wood trim? The finest real wood trim around is cut right here at Cardwell Lumber. With our custom-made knives, we can cut any of our lumber to the design of your choice. For more information, check out our website at cardwelllumberinc.com. You can always stop by and see us Monday through Friday. We're located just 8 miles south of Edina. That's Cardwell Lumber. Products, quality, and advice you can trust.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. The end of the year is approaching fast, and that means dental benefits are running out. If you don't use it, you lose it. Give us a call at 660-397-2213 to schedule an exam and cleaning before your benefits expire. And if you don't have insurance, we offer a discount program exclusively for our non-insured patients. So give us a call at Knox County Dental in Edina, and don't let your benefits go to waste. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Welcome back to Schuyler County High School over in the middle school gymnasium. It's a final, and Knox County defeats Schuyler County 49-45, and they will advance to the championship semifinal coming up on Thursday night. Taking a look at the numbers, these are unofficial. Schuyler County, Kale Windy, I went all night without doing that. Kale Windy with 21 points, Cooper Amon with 6. Got Connor Smith with 5, Ryan Ferris with 4, and Noah Newland with 10. Again, these are unofficial numbers, just my personal tallies here in the broadcast booth. For the Knox County Eagles, looks like Jacob Becker for 6 points, Kellen Parrish with 8, Blake Parrish, actually that should be 13 for Parrish, Kellen Parrish with 13, Braden Miller at 11 on the night, Gillespie with a pair, and Schinkel with 11. It was 13-12, Knox County in the first quarter. Schuyler outscored Knox 7-6 in the second quarter, and it was tied at 19 apiece at halftime. In the third quarter, Knox County led it 40-35. They outscored Schuyler 21-16. And in the final frame, Schuyler County outscored Knox 10-9. But it's not enough to get over the hump, and Knox County wins it 49-45. So where that leaves us on the boys' side of things, we will have Putnam County, Scotland County facing off in a championship semifinal coming up tomorrow night at 7:30 in the high school gym. And Knox County will face off with North Shelby in a championship semifinal on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. in the high school gym. On the consolation side of things, Milan and Clark boys will face each other coming up tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. here in the middle school. That's a consolation semifinal. And Schuyler County will face Brookfield in the other consolation semifinal. That will be Thursday night at 7:30 here in the middle school gym. So Knox, North Shelby, Putnam, and Scotland boys advance on the championship side. On the girls' side of the ledger, opening round action last night, Scotland County defeated Brookfield 48-18. They will advance to a championship semifinal, as will Milan. They defeated Putnam 45-41. And so that will pit Scotland and Milan girls against each other tomorrow night at 6 p.m. in the high school gym in one championship semifinal. And on the other side of the bracket, Schuyler defeated Knox earlier tonight 89-17. And North Shelby was leading Clark 46-34 at last report. So if that holds to be true, it will be Schuyler and North Shelby ladies in the championship semifinal Thursday night at 6 p.m. in the high school. And Knox and Clark, if that game holds out, they will play the consolation semifinal coming up Thursday at 6 p.m. in the middle school gym. So Schuyler and probably North Shelby ladies, along with Scotland and Milan, will advance to the championship side. Knox, Clark, Brookfield, and Putnam will move to the consolation side of the bracket. And that's how things stack up after night number 2 of the 4th annual Tri-Rivers Classic here at Schuyler County Schools. And that's going to do it for us tonight. Tune in again tomorrow night. More exciting basketball action coming your way here on KMEM Sports. For producer engineer Mark McVeigh, I'm Corey Stott. Thanks for joining us tonight. Again, Knox County gets the win 49-45. This is KMEM Sports.